Good.
Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Darren Collins, CEO and president of Prominex Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is PXR. Thanks for joining us today there, Darren.
Yeah.
Great. Now, getting right into it, what were some of the highlights of your recent corporate update?
Well, we've just announced a new CFO. Also, some of the other stuff that's happened here is that we just recently resumed trading, got all of our financials and whatnot posted, so we're back up and running.
Well, great. And can you bring us up to speed on some of your key projects?
Yeah, our main project right now is our Tulks Hill property. Mm-hmm. It's got a fair bit of drilling done to it. We've got a 43-101 on the property, and still what we think to be a fair bit of potential on that piece of property.
What are the reserves?
I don't have those numbers in front of me. I didn't know you'd be looking for numbers today.
No, that's okay. Just I mean, as far as or you know, your progress as far as drilling.
Yeah. So all of that information, all the numbers and whatnot, are available on our website at www.prominex.ca. Also, the 43-101 report, as well as all the financials, are posted on SEDAR.
Great. Now, so with that in mind, talk about some of the market trends and how well-positioned is the company to capitalize on them.
Well, I don't know. It's anyone's guess, really, but you know, the common belief out there, I guess I probably share with most people, is that, you know, the base commodities, which we are, you know, base metals and whatnot, are, you know, probably fundamental to sort of the rest of the market. So when everything else sort of declines, that's the first one that I guess everything falls to that base. So I think we're sort of positioned fairly well on that. You know, maybe on the downside, we don't have anything producing right now. But we do have some great potential proven in the ground, plus a lot more that we haven't looked at yet.
Well, great. And what would you say makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Unique. Well, that's kind of a tough question. So, I don't know, I guess. What's, you know, I guess kind of unique about us, but at the same time related to the people that surround our property, is that they've had some really good results, you know, basically in the perimeter of our property. And, you know, so, you know, we're fairly confident based off our drilling results, the 43-101, previous drilling from Asarco years ago, that we're sitting on a pretty good piece of property and just remains to be, you know, proven through the normal channels.
Great. Now, like you mentioned at the top of the interview, you just appointed a new CFO. Perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Darren, as well as that of the new key management team.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of pretty good folks here involved with the company. There's Harold Wareham. He's involved with New Island. He's running that company right now. So he's got lots of mineral experience out in that area. Same with Michael Collins. Paul O'Reilly, he's got lots of experience out there too. Our current chairman, Jim, he's also got a fair bit of experience in that area, as well as with New Island and whatnot. As far as myself goes, I'm a professional engineer, done lots of different projects, very experienced in the execution side of things. So, you know, we've got some people that are really good at the strategy, some people that are really good with the local knowledge and mineralization in that area, plus experience with execution and on projects. So got a pretty good balanced team, I think.
Certainly. And what goals do you guys have set here for the next 12 months?
I can't get too specific really right now, you know,
you
until we get
to
those
accomplish.
Formalized and finalized. But, you know, basically it's going to be going after, I guess, the next low-hanging fruit on that Tulks property. So we need to, you know, take the standard approach of gridding the property, getting some seismic done, finding out where the next kind of high probability areas are, and then getting the next 43-101 on that certain area.
Certainly, and as far as the way that the company works within the sector, are alliances and joint ventures and strategic partnerships an important part of your business model?
Yeah, actually it is. That's a good point. So with that Telx property, we are a 51% majority holder in a joint venture with railroads.
Great. And so in terms of the investment community, do you think that your story is and the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by them?
I don't know. Again, that's kind of a tough question to kind of determine what other people think. But, you know, we think we've got some pretty good information out there. The history of the company, the history of this property is fairly well known. You know, to the degree of understanding that most people have on it, you know, I'm not really sure. Like I said, we're not producing anything right now. We've got a lot of, maybe relatively speaking, longer-term potential. The property is, like I said, very well known and understood by a number of folks, so it's just a matter of execution and getting it done.
So what do you think that if investors better understood about your company would result in a higher valuation of your stock price?
Probably just maybe the historical activities that have been on the property. Like I said, ASARCO has done a fair bit of drilling, and that was, of course, before the rules. But so all of that stuff has to be re-verified. So I guess what kind of separates us and makes us unique is that, you know, historically a lot of things have been proven on that property. That doesn't count with the new rules, however, but, you know, I trade that off against would I rather be on a property working on a project that already showed a lot of potential and people had drilled a lot of holes on, or would I want to be just out there wildcatting and hoping I find something? So, you know, we know something's there. It just has to be sort of reproven. So I'm not really sure that story is well understood. If it was, I think there'd be a lot better uptake on our value.
Definitely. Now, once again, joining us today is Darren Collins, CEO and President of Prominex Resources, which trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is PXR, currently trading slightly north of 3 cents a share. And so before we conclude, Darren, just to kind of rehash some of the key points, what do you think are some of the key reasons that investors should consider Prominex Resources as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, like I said, relative to the other options that are out there, we're just basically reproving what historically has been proven already. It's pretty attractive that way in that we know that it's there. We just have to go after the next high-probability targets.
Right. Well, we look forward to continuing to track your company's growth and report on your future progress and activities. And certainly, thanks for taking the time to join us and update our investors.
Okay, appreciate it.